Good morning, sir. Thank you ever so much, and thank you, and just go ahead and put him on the line. Thank you. Mr. Santa Cruz?
Yes, ma'am.
Santa Cruz.
Who's got Mr. Santa Cruz?
That's me.
All right, Mr. Will, we'll conduct your hearing.
Okay. All right, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Are you in this time?
Your parent for the interim board of executive committee is more in reference to your community supervision applications. Can you state your full name and your ABC number for the record, please?
Yes, my name is ABC number 5064.
Thank you. I'm going to introduce the members of the board that are going to conduct your hearing at this time. To my very far right, the Honorable Michael Johnson. To his left, the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. To her left, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. And on my left, the Honorable Louis Janoris. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead this morning. And also in the room, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and also represent the parole office today.
Okay.
Well, prior to the hearing, you received a notification for inviting you of this hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God in being so firm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
We swear to hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. So in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. And what I'm going to do for phase one is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after a man, I'm asked if it's true or false. So, allegation number one is a violation of order and condition of supervision number three is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard, Tucson, Arizona, on or about August 12, 2017, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So based on the initiative of Mr. Santa Cruz, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed into criminal ways for the company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Colonis, and agreed by that right, Mr. Johnson is with now. Okay, sir, we're getting ready to move to phase two, but before we do, Mr. Turner did give us some background information. So stay on the phone, and I'll get right back to you, okay?
Sure. Real quick, sir, I apologize. I do have an amendment to the warrant.
Okay, and that would be?
That would be on the bottom of the date where it says date of release. The date is 8-8-2017. The correct date is 7-28-17.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I apologize for that.
But now it's your turn to get some background information.
Mr. Santa Cruz was released from agency custody on 7-28-2017. And arrested on 4-30-2018 by Tucson PD. New charges of misdemeanor, trespassing, resisting arrest. He was returned to ADC custody on 5-1-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 12-14-2018 with 261 absconded days. Current conviction, burglary 3rd degree, 3 years. Prior conviction, 2009, robbery, 2 years and 6 months. 2013, dangerous drug violation, 6 months. Since third term in ADC, he has a CUIR score of 3-3. Mental health score is 2. Substance abuse score is 3. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Barrio Libre. Prior terms of supervision, 2012, TIS release, absconded for 102 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2014, TIS release, scotted for 17 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs noted. On 6/12/2018, he has a pending disciplinary for the possession, manufacturing of intoxicants. Other arrests, 2006, narcotic drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2006, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. He has a GV score of G7, V8. As far as status of charges, received that per Tucson City Court, charges were dismissed by the prosecutor.
Thanks, sir. Okay, Mr. Sanchez will bring over a summary of patient division. By August 8, 2017, he was placed at the Human Reentry Center, located at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard in Tucson, Arizona. That is the only approved residence. When you scouted, where did you go, sir?
Went back to my grandmother's house.
So, you didn't like to scare
her because
you didn't like to read her
history? Yeah, that's the story because there's a lot of sensitivity there. I was out there.
Okay, so why did you leave PRC? Didn't you like the program?
I did, but I'm just going to do it 6 months.
Okay. So, and you never tried to contact the PO until you were arrested?
Yes, that is correct, sir.
Were you working during this time?
No, sir.
Okay. Shows from programming that on August 1st, 2017, you were placed on a task color code program with random drug screens. You were assigned the color peach and given instructions on how to handle the UAs.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. Oh, okay. So you were scouting for your fellow's calls, so you didn't drop any UAs. And you were referred to ITH, but you didn't complete that program. So, you just decided you wanted the program, you wanted to go somewhere else. Well, you were gone an awful long time, and you didn't work during that time?
Yeah, I was working this landscaping job around the job, but nothing like on paper.
Okay. Well, if you were working, you were working. I still better than sitting around doing nothing. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. I see no questions from them. Well, sir, we're in the end of your hearing, and we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement, give us any more information that you think might be pertinent to our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat information you've already given us.
Yeah. You know, I'd just like to thank my board members for hearing me, and what I did was wrong, and everyone has decided his decision and respect. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. But we want you to stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll get back with you once we've made a decision, okay?
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Well, it looks like Mr. Sanford has decided he just wanted to do his own thing for 3 quarters of a year. He didn't go out in the way, so we don't know whether he was or was not in the drugs anymore. He has a history of drugs. He also has the discipline that we got back in for manufacturing and intoxicants or assessing. With the information we have here on the scale days, I don't see Mr. Sanford as a good candidate for return community supervision, but I know there wasn't a discussion from any of my fellow board members. Okay, based on all the information, the board number 2017W283 5-5, Mr. Sam DeCruz's testimony and information from Department of Corrections. I'm going to move to community supervision of Mr. Santa Cruz as he's delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses or without lapses in a couple ways for company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Jones, right, Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Santa Cruz, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. According to our information, you'll be released on about December 14th, 2018. You won't have to worry about Department of Corrections doing this stuff. It looks like all the most recent charges were dismissed. So in December, you should be able to get out on the 14th and then have a Merry Christmas without Department of Corrections telling you what to do. In the meantime, we would suggest you do the NA and AA programming that you can and help yourself to get to a point where you're guaranteed of not using drugs again when you get out. So, do you have any questions, sir?
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that because I do have a real problem. I understand you guys' decisions and perspective. So thank you, guys. You guys have a good one.
Okay, well, let's go into your hearing. Will you put the CO3 back on the form, please?
Yes, sir.